Hi, and welcome to the SJ Childs Show. I'm your host, SJ Childs, and today I have a special guest, Matthew Dickerson, and he is going to talk to us today about some real estate information and, you know, how we can provide families some better information and guidance. Thank you so much for being here, Matthew. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Happy to, Sarah. Thanks for having me on the show. So tons of experience in real estate. I've been around for quite some time. I started out on the East Coast, was a licensed realtor out there practicing for a few years. And then just recently it's been about 2.5 years now. My wife and I moved back to Utah, where we've been kind of setting up residence here. And I'm looking to kind of get back into the real estate area and provide expertise and help where I can.
Great. Yeah. And you and I were talking and you, you provide people a really valuable service. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So I am looking to offer free consultations for anyone who's interested in learning a little bit about real estate, whether they're looking to sell a home or maybe they're a first-time home purchaser, or maybe they've been purchasing a home for years and they just need a little bit more assistance to feel more comfortable with the process. So that's kind of what the crowd I'm looking for, if you will. What I get out of this is just simply the opportunity to give back and assist and help. I'm not looking to sell your home or buy your home. I'm just looking to help you feel comfortable in whatever decision you decide to do. It's kind of the first and main part, if you will, the foundation. And then kind of the second part that I help with is also kind of matchmaking people with finding an agent that will best support them and help them through that process. Again, whether that's to buy a home or to sell a home or even to do both.
And I like how you said you do that through a vetting process of your own so that those people are qualified professionals with, your stamp of approval and not just some random out of the phone book. Guess there those that don't exist anymore, but you know, off the internet, right? Some random name. And I really like that. That is so important. And you know, I really wanted to have you on because people need to understand that the consultation like this with you, there's not a gimmick at the end. And I think people are so afraid of that, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. There, I would completely agree with you that everyone always thinks there's a catch, right? And with me, there's no catch like that. It's just one to help you feel comfortable in the process. One reason I never did real estate full time as my main career and why I kind of gave it up as more of a side thing is simply because I didn't want to walk into a room and everybody know I was a realtor and be like, oh, that guy just wants to sell my house or he wants to help me buy a house, you know? And so I didn't really like that. I just have such a passion for it. And my father raised me with the whole mentality that the best investment you can invest in is property or real estate, right? And so I've always had that in the background of my mind. So I love to kind of share that and kind of give back if I can. And so to your point, no gimmick, there's nothing at the end. I'm not going to say, okay, and for, you know, 6 easy payments of $29.99, you can have me anytime you want for the, you know, nothing like that. It's just simply happy to provide these consultations for free for people to just feel more comfortable in their process, to understand what they're doing. Because if there's anything I realize being a realtor is that so many people don't know how to operate in that interaction. How can I use my realtor? How can they support me? Can I break my relationship with that realtor? What's that going to cost me? How's that going to impact me? My neighbor's a realtor. Do I have to use them? You know, or so-and-so's a realtor. Do I have to use them? There's so many questions that people just kind of tiptoe around that I'd love to answer and help them feel more comfortable throughout that process. Because that's really when it comes down to it. You're making probably one of the largest purchases of your entire life. And why not ensure that the person that's right there beside you is really on your team and really helping you make the right choices and you feel comfortable with what you're paying them to have them do that for you?
Isn't that the truth too? And you know, there's so many things you don't, like you said, first of all, people aren't as educated. Not everybody's a realtor. If you don't have an education in real estate, find someone who has an education and make sure that, you know, you're leaning on those people for their experiences, because it's so important to know what you're getting yourself into, to understand all the intricacies of it, because there's not only, you know, the rules and regulations, but there's laws to follow. And there's some really important things. So I think that that guidance that you're providing for people is so valuable. Not to catch you off guard, but maybe what are some 5 or three top, you know, questions that people have when looking for a home?
Oh, not catching me off guard at all. I would say one of the first things, right, is understanding where should I be looking, right? What's the type of home that I want, right? And so it's understanding like square footage, location, amenities, like everything you're looking for, right? There's when I used to practice real estate, I love to do the what do I need, what do I want scenario, right? And we really start to break down and then really kind of ask ourselves, where the, you know, what's in the need column, what's in the want column, and do they switch at all? Do they move around? Can I move things around or what? And really get down to what we're looking for is kind of the first thing I get. Second bit is, you know, often when people are looking to buy a home is, do I need a realtor? Mm-hmm. Now that's a great question. I personally would always say that it would be advantageous for you to have a realtor. I'm not looking to be your realtor. I don't, that's not the type of relationship I'm looking for, but I would encourage you that as you go through this process, there's a lot of help they can provide. But to our earlier conversation, it's making sure that you have someone who's logical, who's thoughtful, and who's actually committed to helping provide all that insight, right? Not just somebody who's going to open the door for you to walk in and see a home, right? You want someone who's able to help you walk through the whole process and feel comfortable with what you're doing. And then I'd probably say the third one is, where do I go for lending? Like, how do I find the best lender? I think a lot of times people don't know that they can shop for rates, right? Like, you don't necessarily, if you see something on a billboard, you don't have to go with that rate, right? I can, yeah. Between you and me, we just purchased a home recently, and I think I must have spoke to 8 different lenders before I got them. And by the end of it, I had 4 lenders battling for the same rate I had gotten to try and get my business, right? And I think a lot of people don't know that they can do that. That they can shop around and negotiate a rate. You know, that's something that's just not common knowledge.
Yeah, we can't do that with a lot of things. So that makes sense that we don't have that negotiation bargaining power with, you know, things, I guess, cars and houses. That's a good point that we do have those areas where we can have some wiggle room, and we should learn how to use those tools for sure. We were talking before and I was telling you, here's some random advice I have for people who are looking to buy a home. Ask the neighbors next to the house that you want to buy, what is the history of the people or the home? Boy, you'll find that you find out some valuable information because maybe the realtor couldn't possibly know, right? That sometimes you can just really find some great information that way. And another one I didn't consider, schools. I didn't think about, you know, my kids were so little before we moved into the neighborhood. I didn't look at schools. I didn't think about the levels of the school grades, if you will. And I think I would have maybe made some different choices had I have put that into consideration.
So completely agree with you. I definitely encourage people that I've worked with in the past that going and asking neighbors is always a great option to do, right? You could go get some real valuable information like you just discussed. On top of that, to your point about the schools, right? If you have a good realtor who knows what they're doing, honestly, if they're selling a home and you come and spoken to them, they should have communicated with the neighbors already, right? They should have maybe talked to them, got a little bit more of a backstory, understood the schooling and what it has to offer and what the good schools are, if you will, or maybe the schools that fit a little bit more into what you're looking for. Like, I mean, a lot of great questions that you're asking that a realtor should be able to provide for you, or at least give you the answer of, oh, let me get back to you or let me find out, right? And then do the research needed to be able to come up with an answer.
Yeah, certainly sounds like I should have had a better realtor at the time that wasn't putting in all of the work that maybe should have been done. And like you said before, you know, being a realtor, yeah, you can sell a house, buy a house. Being a realtor who cares about families, that's different. You know, being someone who is looking out for your community, is wanting to really put passion into what you do to help families.
Yeah, completely agree with you. I mean, if you have someone that, I mean, you should have a relationship with this individual where you feel, oh, I would invite you over for dinner, or I would love for you to still be in our life, right? Like they should have created a bond where, you know, even though they are at the end of the day a salesman, you still feel a connection with them that you're like, well, anyway, they did such a good job for me, I'd want to refer other people to them, right? Because I mean, I see often on the end of people's email chain, sometimes they'll say, you know, the greatest compliment is a referral, right? I do believe that's true, right? The greatest compliment is a referral. And if you at the end of the day, if you walk away from an interaction in real estate or really anything and you think, oh, would I refer someone to them? And the answer is no, then why are you still doing business with them? Mm-hmm. That's, you know, so you should walk away from a relationship feeling that, oh, I would want anyone that I knew, whether I met them today or they've been my best friend for 30 years, I'd want to give them to this guy to do the real estate transaction for him or this woman because they just have saved my life during this. They've made it so painless and comfortable and everything. But if you walk away thinking, yeah, I'm never going to use that person again, then why'd you even keep going with them?
Yeah, definitely. Isn't that true? You really have to, you know, it all comes down to, and I say this in a lot of my parenting podcasts and things, it all comes down to communication and relationships and learning how to build trust relationships with people. And I like what you said about the wants and the needs. And this doesn't have anything to real estate, but in a way that I use that for our personal life, when my son was younger, he has autism. And when he was two, he was nonverbal, but he was reading and writing at two. And I created your wants and your needs charts for him to, because I think it's so important for us as people to understand the differences about our wants and our needs. So yeah, that's kind of how I'm tying that back together there is that we definitely have to know those types of things. And, you know, if you're looking to buy or sell or get into, you know, any kind of a property exchange kind of situation, make sure you know your wants and your needs. I love that. That is so important for people to understand those things.
Mm-hmm. And to your point, I often tell people when we go through that list, I used to sell cars before as well. So, you know, I've just range of all different jobs and things, but used to do the same exercise with people I'd sell cars to, right? Wants and needs. And it's always interesting because you'll get to a point where in real estate or even when I was selling cars where you'd have a customer, they get to a point where you're in the vehicle, they say they want it, everything's going forward, but you can tell there's like this slight hesitation and they'd be like, oh, well, I wanted this. And then it becomes a question, okay, well then is that a want or is that a need? You know, and then you're able to see a little bit more, right? You're able to see where those interchange and go back and forth. And then you're able to see, well, I mean, I'm a fan, like you should never really settle, right? So the only time you need to settle is if you're in a hurry, right? And if you're not in a hurry, then you're able to take an opportunity to sit back and think, okay, where are all the things that I want? And where does that fit in the priority chart? And okay, this is good enough. I can move forward. Or no, maybe we should hold off and wait for the right house, the right opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. That is so true. Be flexible with yourselves, you know, give yourselves time, space, make lists, you know, write things down. Probably. I think that a practice that I should probably practice more is getting those thoughts, you know, those whirling thoughts out of my mind in onto paper so that your head lets go of them and says, you've taken care of it. You've already written it down. We can come back to it later. We don't have to continually cycle back through those things. So that's a good point. What does the market look like right now that we're kind of hopefully coming a little bit more out of this pandemic? What do you recommend to people right now?
Oh, that's a tough question. This market is probably one of the most intense markets I've like really ever seen when it comes to real estate. You know, very interesting. I've never been a big fan of the buyer seller market nonsense. I've always, you know, people used to ask me when I sell cars, when's the best time to buy a car? And, you know, today. Yeah. And I often feel it's the same way with a house, right? When's the best time to buy a house? Today. That said, this market is a bit interesting in the sense that I think we have a lot of people out of the state that are moving into the state, right? You have a lot of people now that we have this, you know, the pandemic has moved us to a world of virtualness, right? We have even this virtual meeting that we're in right now. It's definitely interesting how that's pivoted the way we work. So I think a lot of people are looking to relocate somewhere where they believe is a lower cost of living, which Utah traditionally has been, right? But that obviously is increasing all of our market prices. An example being, there was a house that I know was set at one price, and it went for $100,000 over that price.
Wow.
You know, it had 13 other offers. There's another house that had 29 offers that came in on it, right? Some crazy, you know, statistics that I've never really even seen before. So to ask your point, to answer your question about this kind of market right now, I tell people it's really important that you have an agent that can and will work really, really hard for you, especially if you're a buyer, right? I'd even say that if you're a seller, you almost don't even need an agent in some ways in this market, because if you just put it on, you just post it on Facebook and it probably would be sold in a week. But definitely as a buyer, you'd want an agent that's very smart in the way they craft their contract, right? It needs to be in a very appealing offer. And so even myself, right, there's a few different kind of key little items that I would look to put into the contract that I would happily talk with people about and talk to them to, you know, inform them that they could talk to the realtor about and help educate them on what some of those are, right? And just kind of see these little key points that may set them a level above the other offers, right? To make their offer a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for? Desirable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And I love that. I think that you providing, you know, and being a consultation for people to provide them all of these services. I mean, I wish that it would have been around a few years ago when I when I needed you then, definitely. But I think that we will definitely put this to the forefront so that people can really know that this type of thing exists, because it's so important and valuable for families to have a trustworthy relationship with somebody they can rely on. And that they can, I mean, you're putting your family's whole, you know, bit of future mm-hmm. in somebody's hands. Mm-hmm. So take advantage of this wonderful opportunity with Matthew to find out what your needs and wants are. Be guided, you know, to the right realtor or not, if that's what you're needed for. So I think that that's wise information. Where can people find you? What are your social medias or a website that you have?
Yeah, so I just mostly operate through Instagram and Facebook are the two that I do right now. Used to be just kind of referral based, but I decided to kind of make a little, try and make it a little bit more organized. So you can locate me on Facebook through Matchmaker Realty, Matchmaker one word, or you can find me on Instagram at Matchmaker_Realty. Again, my name is Matthew Dickerson, and happily reach out to me. I'd love to be able to provide this type of a service to anyone who's looking to get a little bit more insight on how best to approach the market and just kind of feel comfortable in one of the biggest decisions they may make in their life.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you coming on and sharing all this valuable information. All of the links will be down in the description, so you'll know where to go to find out how you can get ahead of your real estate game, my friends. Thank you so much for being here today, Matthew. I've really, it's a pleasure to have you on, and I really appreciate your time.
Oh, no problem, Sarah. It's great being on. I hope people take advantage of it, and I hope it ends up being helpful.
Thank you. I do as well. Fingers crossed on both the ends.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you so much.